BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The Australian state of Victoria is making it mandatory to wear face coverings in public in the city of Melbourne and the surrounding area starting from Wednesday. The authorities are trying to contain a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Brett Sutton is Victoria's chief health officer.
Masks don't do very well in your pocket. They don't do very well when they're sitting on your chin. They do need to cover your nose and mouth to work properly. So that really needs to be reinforced. But I am very confident that we'll take this up as a new behaviour in Victoria and that it'll make a significant difference.
Leaders of European Union member states are meeting for an unscheduled third day as they try to thrash out an agreement over a coronavirus recovery plan. Divisions remain over the total amount to be spent. Here's Gavin Lee.
After 25 hours of talks over 2 days, the leaders are clearly tired of negotiating the COVID-19 recovery plan and the €1 trillion long-term budget. The Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, confirmed that Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron left half an hour early in a grumpy breakout, he said. The main issue comes down to a key element of the recovery plan, €500 billion to be issued as grants to worst affected countries. The self-proclaimed frugal four, Sweden, Denmark, Austria and the Netherlands, plus Finland, are trying to lower that amount to €300 billion. Hungary, Poland and Slovakia are also opposing some of the conditions that come with the money.
Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a district police commander and three of his bodyguards have been killed in a roadside bomb attack. They said the commander was on his way to defend a security checkpoint under attack by suspected Taliban militants in the eastern Paktika province. The Taliban said it targeted the police official. Prosecutors in France say they've been questioning a man in an investigation into Saturday's serious fire in Nantes Gothic Cathedral. They've told the French news agency AFP that he was responsible for locking up the cathedral on Friday, but that the questioning was part of normal procedure. Investigators are treating the fire as suspected arson. Flooding in eastern India has led to the deaths of at least 9 rare one-horned rhinos in the Kaziranga National Park. Monsoon rains have left more than 80% of the park in Assam state underwater. With the details, here's our South Asia editor Ambarasanatirajan.
More than 100 animals, including wild buffaloes, deer and a python, were also killed in the floodwaters in the Kaziranga Nature Reserve in eastern India. A picture of a tiger taking shelter from rains in a flooded goat shed in a village near the park has gone viral on social media. Officials say, though floods are not uncommon, this year there has been no respite and the animals are struggling to cope. The nature reserve is home to the world's largest population of one-horned rhinos, a species found only in the subcontinent. It was on the brink of extinction at the start of this century.
BBC News.